This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I think so much of Cliff. A very good coach. Unbelievable with the quarterbacks, but like an even better person. And when you're able to play for somebody that you truly like believe in and trust, I think that's why I ended up playing my best. So.
That's Marcus Mariota talking about Cliff Kingsbury, Washington's OC. So to my knowledge, he signed a 3-year deal to be their coordinator 2 years ago, so he has 1 year left on his deal. This was from Diana Rossini of The Athletic on Saturday. This report dropped. She said, Washington has already had conversations about potentially moving on from Cliff Kingsbury, even if he doesn't get a head coaching job. Some in the building say there's been a disconnect between Kingsbury and general manager Adam Peters. When was the last time we were watching to see if an offensive coordinator was going to get fired while he was also preparing for head coaching interviews? We'll see how this shakes out. So I've done some digging and some due diligence on this, and what I can find is, what I've heard is, that it is probably true that Peters and Cliff are not always on the same page, that there have been some butting of heads in that relationship, which honestly does not really surprise me that much. Peters is in lockstep with Quinn on most things. I think that's largely part of why Quinn got the gig, if I'm being frank. I do think, and I've been told this for years, like Kingsbury kind of marches to the beat of his own drum a little bit. He runs his half of the building. He's going to call and run his offense the way he wants to. And there's a little bit more, I would imagine, of pushback or, you know, willingness maybe to kind of be your own guy and step outside a line. We saw that with the Terry McLaurin negotiation that never ended in training camp. Who was the guy a couple of times?
That's right.
That came out and said something to the effect of,
all right, it's time.
This needs to end. We need this guy on the field. It's
That's
time.
A good
we
point.
Need time on task. Dan Quinn never said that.
No, you're right. That's a good point.
He did the same thing that Peters was doing. He kind of stuck.
We're not going to miss our mark. Return to play.
Yeah. Whereas Kingsbury, that was just a very small window into it, was kind of like, okay, this is enough. Let's get this done. I'm paraphrasing.
No, that's a sharp point.
But I think that was a little window into he is a little bit more of his own guy in that way. So not stunned. Do I think that it's very common for executives and coordinators to butt heads during terrible seasons? Absolutely. Is it perilous? Is it untenable? Those are the things I care about. And I don't necessarily think that that's the case. If I had to guess, I'd say he'll probably be back. But we're at a point now, Danny, where they're going to replace the DC.
Yep.
And where there's a very real possibility that they're getting a new offensive coordinator too, because they do need to have some tough questions. And my guess is that Peters does want to do things differently offensively, and you have to find out if Cliff is amenable to that or not.
There's a million factors and things that we just don't know. For example, is this routine? In other words, not the routine about a 4-12 run and then this empty calorie win to get you to 5-12, but I'll just call it 5-12. There's nothing routine about going 5-12 when you win the NFC title game last year. There's nothing routine about everything possible that could have gone bad going bad. Like, anytime there was a fork in the road, it was the bad fork. This was as horrendous a season as this organization has had in some time. This was pre-Harris, pre-Peters. This is Bill Callahan waiting for the year to end so we can go play golf, trying to get games over as quick as possible, and everyone's going to lose their job bad. That's how bad this was. In fact, that group lost by fewer points than this group did over the course of this year as they were losing game after game after game, especially during that, you know, kind of one hellacious stretch. So how much of this is, hey, everyone's upset, normal arguing that happens in an alpha environment of pro sports? How much is it real discord that's grown beyond
right.
the normal frustration? Hey, why didn't you run Bill more times in the fourth quarter? Why don't you let me do my job? And everybody apologizes Monday? Or is it ongoing strife?
The fact that this got out, though, as a leak tells you that there is trouble in paradise.
Mm.
That it's more than just a couple of disagreements, in my opinion. We went 2 calendar years almost with zippy of this.
That's true.
These types of leaks are when there's animus and acrimony or jealousy or annoyance and frustration. Like, then you start to see the agents doing some chirping. There was none of this in what was a very tight-knit building a year ago. And when you're winning, there's not going to be. This year has been a disaster. Everybody knows
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
As I was seeing this report,
we're used to this, by the way. This oh, totally. We do this well. We know these.
We got this covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading this on Saturday, and what came to me was, you know, we have talked pretty constantly about how safe Dan Quinn is. And I think we were right. Like, there was never any chance that he was going to lose his job. Same with Adam Peters. And it's all based on the NFC Championship run last year. But here's what I do wonder. What if Zane Gonzalez's doink last year was 2 inches further to the right? 2 inches
mm-hmm.
further to the right. And it bangs off of the upright and comes back out rather than bouncing in. And the Bucs get the ball back and go down and kick a winning field goal. And you lose in the first round of the playoffs after a year when you had one win over a team that was over 500. And that came with an asterisk because you beat the Eagles led by Kenny Pickett after Jalen Hurts got hurt when they were up 2 touchdowns on you. And then you came back to win. But very Patriots-esque, where everyone's beating up on New England, saying they didn't play anybody, whatever. You would have had that regular season, as amazing as it was, and lost right away in the playoffs. I really believe, as we sit here, I don't think it's a crazy thing to say, that Dan Quinn would be fired right now. If Zane Gonzalez's kick doinks out, not in, and they don't beat Detroit, and they don't go to the NFC title game, and then you have the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just had, which is bad enough that this thing's in the shambles that they're going to have a new DC and maybe a new OC. I think they would probably... At that point, he would have essentially an identical record to Raheem Morris, who just got fired last night, with a playoff appearance and 0 playoff wins. And I think it'd be a very real possibility they would move on from him entirely. We're talking about 2 inches away from that.
I think it's a fair conversation. Now, the specifics, and I'm not refuting the general point with specifics. I hate when people do that. But, you know, Josh Harris is pretty notorious for being a little bit more patient, and maybe that's something that would have happened. But it'd be much more of a conversation, I think, at a bare minimum. And I think that's the essential point here, is you don't get a Hail Mary. You don't get the 10 different things that broke exactly right for you last year the way that they did. Then, yeah, it's a much more real conversation. In fact, it's probably more likely than anything else. But because you got those deposits in the bank, I was there too, I had a blast, he's sort of immune from prosecution, so to speak, right? And it would be a lot more on the table. This would be one of the first 3 or 4 places mentioned on the Shouty shows and the NFL shows where they're talking about Black Monday and everything between.
Dan Quinn being safe because of last year makes sense to me, and I agree with it and I get it. But it only makes sense from the standpoint of if you look at it and you feel like it was an authentic foundation to something. And this year is the outlier based on injuries, essentially. In other words, if you look at last year as like a magical carpet ride and you go, this idea of getting to an NFC title game where you gave up 55 points and got blown out of the gym should not keep you safe when a quarterback did this otherworldly thing and kind of dragged you through the fight all the way to the NFC title game. I get that argument too, right? It's not like they, you know, it came down to a field goal or something. They gave up 55 points. They got outclassed. They looked like they didn't really belong. But it is what it is. When you get to a championship game in your first season, you're probably going to keep your job. But I just get thinking about that as I'm going, wow, they could have 2 new coordinators? Like when you're a head coach, there's only a couple things that happen generally before you lose your job. You've got to take play calling duties away from someone. Check. You know, you're moving coaches around from the booth to the field. Check.
Yeah.
Then you're blowing out coordinators. Check. Maybe both of them this year. Like, this is maybe closer than we thought to ownership sitting down with Dan Quinn and having that come to Jesus conversation where they're going, hey, guess what, man? We're keeping you. But we don't have to keep you. Like, we're keeping it because we want to. But just so you know, this was horrific enough that we could easily fire you and feel okay about it.
Yeah, that is the conversation I would have. And I've been beating that drum for a month, basically, is I want you to know I'm not going to. So rest assured, sit comfortable in this chair. But I'm telling you right now, look at this data I've got for you. I am so within my rights to dismiss you. I am so within my rights to say I never want to see you or anybody else in this building again. Turn in your key card. You got to go. We'll have security escort you out and we'll pack up your knickknacks. It was that bad. And to your point, I don't know that they're going to fire. I don't think that's on the table. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm always the guy that's kind of last to believe something is real in a lot of these cases. But I think they're going to go, oh no, Cliff got another job. Anyway, and move on very quickly. Because I think the way this hiring cycle is going to go.
That is the thing about you, by the way. You just hit on something.
Yeah.
Scott Brooks isn't going. Bruce Allen's not going. Tom Brady's
leaving. Never leaving New England.
You got to see it to believe it a little bit.
In a lot of cases,
but
yeah.
But on Peters and Kingsbury, to your point, on this report from The Athletic, what I want to know is the disconnect over scheme and Quinn... Peters, but Quinn and Peters are going, like Dan Quinn's Super Bowl run came with Kyle Shanahan.
Yep.
Those are his types of OCs, right? He had McDaniel in his building, those guys. Where did Peters just come from? San Francisco, Kyle Shanahan. Are they going, bro, we're in no huddle 68% of the time. We can't play complimentary football this way. You're going to kill the defense. We got to get under center. I mean, they went under center the last few weeks of the season more. Was someone in his ear? Were they fighting? Were they butting heads over it.
I mean, they said on the telecast that Josh Johnson's, quote, not as comfortable in the no huddle at times. So that was an adjustment.
Maybe that was part of it.
But was it? You know, who knows?
Or was it about usage?
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe AP is sitting there listening to us and going, you guys get it. You know, he agrees with us. I'm not saying he's doing anything because we're saying it. That would be ridiculous. But I'm saying, you know, if he were to hear us, he'd be like, you're right. Ben Sinnott should be playing more and getting more targets. It's absurd that he's not. You're right. Luke McCaffrey should be the first guy to get an opportunity when Terry's not available for weeks on end. I don't know why he's not. And like he's saying, you got to play my guys. You got to give us a chance to see what's what. Why are we giving up on Brandon Coleman after 3 games to go to a former 7th round pick from another regime? Is it usage? Is it scheme? I would love to know. We just have no idea.
Yeah, and I'd love to know what Kingsbury's side of it is, right? I mean, if it's a Peters is annoyed, if Kingsbury's annoyed, is it a, could you give me some ingredients here to try to have some kind of meaningful offense? Well, I don't have a single deep threat. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Based on the team's Hard Knocks style offseason stuff, we know he made the Josh Connerly pick, essentially.
Yeah.
Remember, he left the note for, saying he, meaning Cliff Kingsbury, left a note like NFL draft starring Kevin Costner.
Draft day, yeah.
Trying to get Josh Connerly. So he got his guy there. We have the video where Peters calls over who he calls Cliffy. I don't know if he's still calling him Cliffy or not, based on this report. He's like, Cliffy, what do we
call Clifford now. Like, yeah. More formal.
And what's his middle name? Cliff Aaron Kingsbury?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Cliff, get in my office. Cliff Aaron Kingsbury. But he calls him over and he's like, you want Sinnott? Like, what do you want to do here? And he's like, yeah, get me Sinnott. So, I mean, it's not like he hasn't gotten some of his guys. Those are two pretty high-profile picks that we've seen videos of Kingsbury being heavily involved in the process.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.